Okay, everybody. This is James Martinez, and what I'm going to do today is give out a pretty big announcement that I've been waiting to do for quite some time. It's been planned for the last 4 or 5 months, but I've known about it for the last 20 years, actually. What you're going to be hearing today is a kind of a summation of all the influence this particular broadcast has had. Because a lot of you, I know, if you're coming in late in the game, it's very difficult to step into a classroom study where it sounds like complete total insanity. But what I would like to say is what I've said from the very beginning when I began in radio. And it's a great, great, great quote that I've stood by and kind of demonstrated throughout the years of me being on radio the nature of secrecy. And Marshall McLuhan said the following: "Only puny secrets need protection. Big discoveries are protected by public incredulity." And that is the nature of this particular broadcast. Most people don't realize the weight this broadcast has had with industry, with new discovery in medicine, with regarding the only show in history to ever address the media ecological ramifications from some of the smartest people in the world, what the nature is in terms of how we bathe in media every day. That's another first. This has done this when we've had one of the world's experts here for quite some time, Bob Neverett. All of that has played into part for us being able to demonstrate in the future that we're not only influencing and, in a sense, kind of terraforming a new world. This has been a kind of lifelong dream of mine, actually, to actually do something to liberate the human species rather than to enslave it. And I've always been about that since my early years learning from some of the great wise people, kind of radicals and revolutionaries that wanted to see the us grow as a species, a human species, a human family. You know, less violence, less death, less murder. You know, just a better world in general. So, when I originally started in radio, it was thought of way in advance what I was going to do in terms of challenging the nature of the bank and what it means to sign a contract and where we are in the digital landscape of banking. We brought into all new conceptual understandings, and there's been many unique things that have occurred here on this particular broadcast. So what I want to do today, because people will be hearing this on the 31st, it's being actually in conjunction with my second ever on-camera interview where I make the following announcement, which I'm going to do here today. And that is, well, I'll get to that in just a moment, but I want to just rewind a second and let everybody know that how this message came to be and why I decided to do it on the 31st as we go into 2012 and so forth. It's been kind of rolled out in a perfect time, actually. Everything did, actually. I'm quite surprised. So I understand that this is the moment where either you're going to believe this or you're not. But let me just say, after today's activities, you just heard history. Really, it was like a conference room with the people that have really influenced the world behind the scenes on very high levels. In the cold fusion world, which is the greatest discovery ever in maybe human history, now we've arrived at this particular point. We were talking about this and discussing it years and years and years ago because we already knew it existed anyway. And there's a whole story that's going to be coming out surrounding this in the near future, because I was just recently summoned by a large international consortium of well-known, powerful people that are going to have asked me essentially to join them to begin the kind of the new world, essentially, is what we're talking about, the institution of a new type of energy into civilization, which is a big, big, big deal. And that happened here first. That's another historical thing that's going to come out in the following movie, which I've mentioned on air before. So all of this comes to where we're at today, which is basically we're in a situation on the planet now where, which has never been in history before, a complete total flop, flip over into a situation that's never happened before on a global level, having to do with our economic system and where we're going, what are we going to do, and what's happening next. And there's been a massive amounts of fear behind the scenes having to do with this, and I've spoken about myself, but you also know that I feel it's my job to give people multiple vantage points so they can bathe in their news in a different vantage perspective. And that's been demonstrated time and time again with Bob Neverett and Ion and JW, et cetera, for multiple reasons to help people see. Because one of the things that I learned while I was doing this particular broadcast is the shamanic principle of being able to see in the dark. I learned how to do that long, long time ago, and a lot of other people can do that as well. But if you can see in the dark, then you're going to have to look at your world in multiple different ways to go through what we're going to be about to go through, which is a massive, huge changing of the guard now that cold fusion has arrived. Granted, and a lot of people are saying, well, it's going to take years and years and years to put this into the infrastructure. Correct. However, the politics of that is happening now. We're talking about civilizations that are planning 50, 60, 70, 80 years ahead in their infrastructure, how they're going to utilize power and what sources and what's the most efficient. So there's a new player in town now. His name is Dr. Andrea Rossi. I interviewed him today, and I thought he was this guy's a winner. This guy's a winner because he kept going. He kept trying and trying and trying and trying and trying and trying and trying. In other words, this is a guy that's got balls, that's willing to go for it in life and get to a place where nobody else has been ever in their life. That is this guy. That's what I found and discovered in him today as I was listening to my interview with him. And I am very excited that I will be working within the group of Andrea Rossi clan coming up here in the near future, when all sorts of things are going to start happening coming in 2012. I can tell you that right now. One of the reasons I can tell you that right now is because Mitt Romney is now the first guy, second guy actually, to put cold fusion on his political platform. So I'm wondering, anybody's listening to Ron Paul's campaign, and I've spoke to Alex Jones producers regarding this particular thing because they called me the other day and asked me to go on the air with Alex Jones to talk about cold fusion. Now, I will tell you what that would mean to him, that me showing up on that show. Now, he's not spoken about cold fusion. He probably doesn't know what's happened. Most of the world does not know what's happened. But it changes the game for everything now. It changes the game for everything in terms of money, power, control, all of these things right now. So it's a big deal that this is all happened here, because I wanted to – it's kind of been one of my dreams to be able to – get humanity to the next place. So having done that, it caught the attention of a lot of people behind the scenes, because the real meat of this broadcast with Ion and JW and Bob Neverett and everybody that's been on here is what's going on behind the scenes rather than what's going on the air. Those are two totally contrasting situations. So what I want to do before I make this announcement here is tell you how it happened, and then I'm going to go and, you know, give a thanks to some people here. But I was sitting down in a library, actually, going through my email, checking to see what inquiries and comments people were saying, either with stuff that was going on in court or something that happened with the use of the RNA drops, or are you going to have this guest, whatever, many of those. And in amongst that, those moments, I knew today would be the day that I would have to kind of make this announcement. So it's a weird thing that happened. But anyway, as I received this email, I kind of discovered that this was a very important person that contacted me. And that particular group, it has to do with the subject matter of this announcement, which has been kind of kept secret for me for many, 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 many months. And I was approached gently. I was approached by a very wise person. And that is the origin of this particular statement. And now also, this is going to be in conjunction with what comes out on Conscious Media Network, which is going to carry a similar message as this one, where I give the read off the statement and do a little background and how this all came to be. But that being said, I investigated myself with these people, because I'm aware that there's a lot of influential people behind the scenes that listen to this particular broadcast. I investigated the matter and found out that it was something realistic and true and had honor and possibly, well, not possibly, but it is, I would say, the largest organized humanitarian effort in human history. And that is based on the data and what I know and have discovered. That's the aim of this particular announcement. Okay, so that being said, I just would like to thank the following people that have helped me along the way. These are in no particular order, by the way. And these are the people that have helped me or have been there for me in terms of education. So, and some of these I've protected so that they can remain anonymous, and of all of my confidential sources and so forth, none of you will be mentioned in this as well. So recently I'd like to thank Sasha Stone for contacting me. And there's a big story getting ready to happen with that particular situation very quickly. I was recently approached by an international consortium of people, he being one of them, regarding being the liaison for Dr. Andrea Rossi for cold fusion for a multitude of countries. So I'm looking forward to seeing that unfold as we go here, and we're all excited about that. And Dr. Edmund Storm, thank you very much for helping me and assisting with all those people and the scientists and getting me their numbers and everything you did. It was a great job. So I'm very happy. So we're in a different world now, Edmund Storm. It's a new world. You were a great, great help with that. And Bob Neverett, Walter was right about you. I know you're a genius. 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 And thanks for all your help doing this. Thank you very much. And Walter is definitely right about you. And Dr. Carolyn Dean, always my most favorite doctor in the world. Thank you very much for everything and your participation here. It's been really great. And of course, JW, I know who you are. And thank you. Thank you. And thank Ion. I know what I finally figured out through painstakingly times that what's actually really going on there. Thanks, Bob. Anyway, and onward here, a special thanks to Agim, Colonel Thomas Bearden, Colonel Fletcher Prouty, Russell Means, Dr. Andrea Bruharich, Walter Boert, I'd like to thank a special thanks to Amy for showing up, for recognizing you again, seeing you again. Thank you for that. And Marianne, Connie, Ken, I'd like to also thank Maestro Banco Aguascero, Don Robert from Peru, Dr. Andrea Rossi, Brigitte Johnsiter, Ashley Kasakaway, Brenda Venus, Bronwyns, Cindy Sheehan, Clinton Brown, Dave Worcester, David Grosak, Dick Russell. Special thanks also Chris Story for your tremendous sacrifice. And Shyama Sundara Dasa, also a special thanks to Ruby for doing all the work she's done with the coldfusionnow.org website. We actually, thanks to her, this whole thing worked. She was essential in doing that. And I'm going to give the backstory behind that. I wanted somebody from the public to step forward and take a stand with me on this particular matter. And this is the person that did it. Because I said it, and I remember saying on the air, I don't want to go out. I want you to get involved with that, the public to get involved with it. And that's exactly what happened all over the place. And that was the purpose of it. So special thanks to her for doing all the stuff on the website, continually doing that as well. Also, Dr. Ralph Metzner, Awaskara Richard, and obviously the guy, the main guy, Bill, my producer, for putting up for with this just bizarre bizarreness that you know is going on here. Him for putting up with that. But he has made history, though, so this network kicked ass big time, big time. Don't ever forget that, Bill. Okay, also Jan, Carmen, Nahu, thank you for ending my track and field career. You know, you understand the backstory to that. Thank you, Nahu. Murali Batar Rajara, Joey House, Monica Masonis, Michael Cottrell, Sonia Falcone, Mayan Nandy McLean, Maureen, Andrew Bishago, John Hutchinson, John Perkins. John Perkins, thank you for basically, I know you risked your life to come out and say what you had to say in a very public way when you knew something was going wrong and when certain banking institutions were taking people's lives. You stood up and you called everybody out on it. And I thought that was a courageous thing to do. And thank you for continuing on, because I know something about you that you don't know that I know, but I know. So thank you very much, John Perkins. Dr. Richard Bandler, always great to have you here. I appreciate everything you've done in the NLP community. You made a lot of people a lot happier in their lives and giving them behavioral flexibility and taught them all sorts of things. So thank you very much for taking the time and coming here and being a guest here. Layla Grolemond, thank you for being there, if you know what I mean, at a critical time. Thank you. And most recently, I'd like to also thank Scott and Regina Meredith from Conscious Media Network. It was great meeting you guys, and I was very happy to be able to give you this same statement, which I'm going to release in just a moment here. So thanks, guys, and it was great talking to you guys. It was like very easy conversation, very comfortable conversation. I knew I was with great people, so thanks for helping out. And also, Dar and Donzale Abernathy. I think if you knew what happened here, you'd probably forget the past, because I think your lives are going to get better regardless, because I know you're super talented, both of you. Super talented. And some of my best friends, too. So, okay. If I left anybody out there, I apologize. There's a lot of people that I cannot thank on the air which I would like to, but shouldn't. So I won't, because I protect my sources, and we've got the ultimate source here, by the way, now. And that's one for you, everybody, to think about. Those that know, you know. And those of you who don't know, you're wondering if you do know. But you will know when you know. Okay, so that being said, that was my little homage to Ion there. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get to this particular announcement that was given to me. And this is a major one, because it's weird, because after these people came to me, I knew in 3 minutes what the email was about and who was behind it. I was expecting the knock on the door, and that's exactly what I got, was the knock on the door. And before the person could knock the second time, I already opened up the door and knew that this particular circumstance would occur for me. So this, when I read this statement, it's going to be mixed with quotes from other sources to illustrate a point. And this has been set up this way because, you know, we knew that we had to be careful on how we say this particular message, for multiple of reasons, all of which will be delivered as I'm, preparing to make the next steps to give out further details. You'll know that I will be doing that as we move along here in the future, doing this. So, but as it stands at the moment, this, I think, is some of the best news in the world, right here, what I'm about to get into here. So, I also know as well that this is, I'm going from a place where people like, something's really weird with that particular broadcast. What the hell's going on over there? Well, there is something going on here. So, once this goes down, there's something going on here. So for those of you that are maybe getting this message, because I know you will be getting messages from all over the world, because there's going to be new people showing up here because of what's going to happen. I'm basically dropping a kind of a bomb into the digital environment here. Just a little one, but enough for those that are in position and ready to receive, they'll catch it. And the other ones that won't, they will when it's time. Okay, so this is my special message that I would be reading on the air. So, like I said before, it's mixed with some quotes, but this is how it was given to me. It was designed this way, and you'll understand when you hear it. Beginning, neither banks nor public authorities, or mainstream academics for that matter, calculate the economy's realistic ability to pay. That is, to pay without shrinking the economy. Through their media and think tanks, they have convinced populations that the way to get rich most rapidly is to borrow money to buy real estate, stocks, and bonds, rising in price, being inflated by bank credit, and to reverse the past century's progressive taxation of wealth. To put matters bluntly, the result has been junk economics. Its aim is to disable public checks and balances, shifting planning power into the hands of high finance on the claim that this is more efficient than public regulation. Government planning and taxation is accused of being, quote, the road to serfdom, as if, quote, free markets controlled by bankers given leeway to act recklessly is not planned by special interests in ways that are oligarchic, not democratic. Governments are told to pay bailout debts taken on not to defend countries in military warfare as in times past, but to benefit the wealthiest layer of the population by shifting its losses onto taxpayers. The failure to take the wishes of voters into consideration leaves the resulting national debts on shaky ground politically and even legally. Debts imposed by fiat, by governments or foreign financial agencies in the face of strong opposition may be as tenuous as those of the Habsburgs or other despots in past epochs. Lacking popular validation, They may die with the regime that contracted them. New governments may act democratically to subordinate the banking and financial sectors to serve the economy, not the other way around. And this was a quote taken from Michael Hudson, a former Wall Street economist. And it continues here. This is the following statement is taken from counterpunch.org, also to illustrate something. Voluminous media reports of ongoing global economic carnage may lead one to take the view that our world does not understand the fundamentals of economics that ancient world leaders such as Hammurabi, Egyptian pharaohs, and even Roman emperors knew very well. The truth is quite simply that debt-based economies, money as debt with all its intrinsic inequality and poverty, is eternally fated for destruction. Ancient despots were anything but humanitarians. Like all despots throughout history, they were driven by self-interest. But did they recognize at least that a fair economic system is in everyone's best interest? Given our dire economic circumstances, it is forgivable that we little people despair and wring our hands. The prevailing view of the little people is that we are powerless to effect great change. We may feel that we have awoken only enough time to spectate as world leaders stare uncomprehensively at yet another inevitable global collapse. It is not that world leaders or financial leaders and economists too numerous to even mention have failed to notice the collapse of the current financial system. In this regard, refer to the comments of Sir Mervyn King, Governor of the Bank of England, and the comments of Stephen Green as HSBC Chairman, and the comments of the Pope, and the very recent comments of President Barack Obama, plus many, many others. All of these views are from the unique perspective of each individual, but there is a common thread. The comments of Stephen Green are of a particular interest. Mr. Green remarks that Milton Friedman was completely wrong. Profit only, nothing else matters. But Mr. Green is still compelled to support free market economics. His quotes, Sir Winston Churchill, who famously stated, "The market is the worst system of economic and social development, except for all the others that have been tried from time to time." So the thought that although free market capitalism is the very worst system, nothing else works either. Socialism, capitalism, communism, they all fail. There are no credible working isms then, is there? Churchill's comments should be acknowledged by all of us. So what can we do? Can we only create more debt and accelerate the decline? Are we all, governments like little individuals and institutions, powerless? The solution is the creation of a new financial system that is endowed with the most powerful economic tools the world has ever known. It is not an ism. It is a commerce aimed at the creation of a scalable affluence for the greatest number of people within a sustainable, asset-backed, bubble-up global economy. It is an institution for the purpose of providing benevolence for all of humanity, regardless of color, worldview, or place on earth. All of this without the creation of debt and without causing harm to the interest of others, no matter if they are great or small. Although it is known today only by a handful of people throughout the world, it nevertheless exists within a mighty and powerful new system that has been created and managed by little people. It has begun with the little people. Little people are the most powerful force on earth. Mervyn King, the governor of the Bank of England, states, "Of all the many ways of organizing bankings, the worst is the one we have today." Now, I'm going to move to another excerpt from Stephen Green. American free market economics guru Milton Friedman was strong to assert that a company should focus on shareholder value above all other considerations, HSBC Chairman Stephen Green declared. And that came from the Telegraph, the British publication. And this is another quote from our current president, Barack Obama, in Kansas, as to the relation to all of this. Now, just as there was Teddy Roosevelt's time, there's a certain crowd in Washington who, for the past few decades, have said, let's respond to this economic challenge with more of the same old tune. Quote, the market will take care of everything, they tell us. If we just cut more regulation and cut more taxes, especially for the wealthy, our economy will grow stronger. Sure, they say there will be winners and losers. But if the winners do really well, then jobs and prosperity will eventually trickle down to everyone else. And they argue, even if prosperity doesn't trickle down, well, that's the price of liberty. Now, it's a simple theory, and we must have to admit, it's one that speaks to our rugged individual and our healthy skepticism of too much government. That's in America's DNA. And that theory fits well on a bumper sticker, but here's the problem. It doesn't work. It never has worked. It didn't work when it was tried in the decade before the Great Depression. It's not what led to the incredible post-war booms of the 50s and 60s. And it didn't work when we tried it during the last decade. I mean, I understand it's not as if we haven't tried this theory. And finally, the final quote comes from the Pope, who said, "The economy needs ethics in order to function correctly, not any ethics, but an ethics which is people-centered. Above all, the intention to do good must not be considered incompatible with the effective capacity to produce goods." He said, the Associated Press quotes him saying, "Financiers must rediscover the generally ethical foundation of their activity so as to not abuse the sophisticated instruments which can serve to betray the interests of savers." Now, that's the end of the statement as it was given to me. So, something great is getting ready to go down, everybody. So, stay tuned, and I will keep everybody abreast of the situation as it goes along here. And again, thanks to Bill, my producer, everybody that's helped me, assisted me. 2011, nobody would believe this year what it's been like for me. Nobody. But I can tell you, with 2012 coming, I'm exceedingly optimistic about the great possibilities that lie ahead here. So, again, thank you very much, and we'll see you all in the new everlasting now moment 2012. Okay, thank you very much.